It's time for Inside Sports Medicine on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket with your host, Dr. Tio Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Get your sports medicine questions ready and call 888-787-1310.
Dr. Tio Soriao, and that was very insightful.
Welcome back. All right, so we have such a loyal fan base. They are helping us understand. Well, they're helping us understand our ignorance. So let's go to Oklahoma. Is it Brad from Oklahoma? Who's from Oklahoma? Let's go to Brad from Oklahoma. Good morning, Brad. How are you? You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Good morning, guys. Listen to you every Saturday morning.
I appreciate it so much. You pick us up on the air, right?
Yes. I pick you up in my feed pickup. I'm a rancher, and I don't know why I listen to you guys. I enjoy it. I've been listening to you for years. So
have you been attacked by a heifer?
Well, yes.
This is the thing.
Who hasn't?
So it's a real deal. I want you guys to know that that's a real deal.
Who among us has not been attacked by a heifer?
Well, this was an injury. This was a serious injury. His whole leg was black and blue. He tore his ACL. He's going to need surgery. I didn't know that was a hazard.
Mm. It is a hazard, absolute hazard. It's the second most dangerous job in the world, working with cattle and equipment. So
wow.
There's serious injuries and even death that comes from it from time to time. We hope not. So anyway.
You would have to be, so as a rancher, you would also have to be nimble.
Mm.
So you can get out of the.
Yeah. Yes.
You can't be fooling around.
Last year, pretty hard. My 17-year-old son, who thought it was very funny, he didn't know you could do a triple Lundy, but after getting hit. But yeah.
Wow.
So what's a heifer?
A heifer is it's a female. It'd be a female that has not had a baby yet, so she's younger.
Okay.
Then she becomes a cow.
And are they more aggressive?
Yeah, that's my question.
No. There's nothing aggressive about most cattle. It's just if you get them in a bad situation or if they're naturally wild, they will get after you. But for 99 out of 100, they will not bother you. So,
okay. Well, I don't know what I would do if I had a cow coming after me, man.
I'd
probably run.
I hope you have your ACL.
Yeah, I definitely need my ACL. And that day, that's not the time for me to pull my hamstring either.
No, it's not the time. It's not the time. But I appreciate what you guys say. I sit on a couple of hospital boards too, so I really enjoy listening to the insurance side of what you guys do and talk about. So, anyway.
Well, I appreciate it.
I'm feeding cattle now, so you guys, just so you'll know, we listen.
I can focus on that, man.
Thank you so much. Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your day.
All right.
Well, and especially you want to be aware of your surroundings. You want to be able to be a little limber, and you don't want to have just eaten a hot dog because you won't be able to move so fast when you're cow dodging.
I was about to say, Scott, you sound knowledgeable about this may have happened to you.
All right, let's go to Heath. Is it Heath? All right. Good morning. Good morning, Heath. What's up?
Hey, I came into the middle of your heifer conversation. All I did was start laughing in my truck. I noticed you didn't know what a heifer was.
I knew it was a cow, but I didn't know if it was a
what type of cow.
Type of cow, I'm going to be completely ignorant here. I'm sure there's different types of cows. I just didn't know what a heifer was.
Yeah.
Okay, it made me think of high school. A girl taught me what a heifer is to some other girls. And it's a bigger woman. A woman that may be considered a little heavy on the hoof.
Oh, geez. And,
I've heard that, too. That's not the first time I've heard that.
I did not know that.
Yeah. But it's one of those things that...
talking about a rancher.
We were talking about a rancher. I'm sorry. If you come in the middle of that conversation, then that could be very offensive and...
No, I thought it was funny.
True. I've heard.
Well, where are you calling from?
Aubrey, Texas.
Aubrey.
Oh, nice.
I got some heifers in Aubrey.
They're everywhere.
All right. Thanks, bud. Keep listening. Appreciate it.
Okay.
We're all just dying laughing here. We're just dying. I really thought that I was going to go down a path of something scientific about, you know, you can practice medicine for 35 years and all of a sudden you see something or a mechanism that you've never seen before. Never thought in my wildest dream that we'll make this left turn about a heifer.
Clipped by a cow.
Clipped by a cow.
we've morphed from the hot dog episode to the heifer episode.
During huddle, we talked about this because, you know, our patient coordinator mentioned, Doc, you're going to be seeing an injury.
The
man who's attacked by a cow. You know,
All right,
you don't see that every day in clinic.
So line one wants to talk about something other than a heifer, right? All right, let's go there. Good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Oh, goodness.
Hi, this is Jim in Denton. Is that me?
Hi, Jim.
Yes, Jim.
Jim from Denton. What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm 45 years old and played soccer for about 40 years. About a year ago, I played over 40 soccer game on a Sunday. Monday morning, I woke up, and for whatever reason, I was hanging a curtain in the window. I stepped up onto a chair, and I felt a distinct, non-painful tear, kind of like a kind of on the inside of my left knee, and got some swelling and fluid to go along with it. And so I went ahead and I played a 10-game season, and I kind of felt I was dragging my leg around and would have fluid in my knee kind of during and in between games. And then I took a couple of months off, and I played another full season this spring, and it didn't feel perfect, but there was way less fluid, if any fluid, and it didn't really feel like it was getting worse. And so finally last week I went to a doctor, and he did the old yank on the knee test and felt my ACL might be torn and recommended an MRI, which I haven't had yet. So I was wondering what that kind of sounds like to you guys and, you know, just the knee injury in general and then the second season, you know, stepping up onto the chair and then the second season not having as much fluid and kind of leveling off even though I didn't feel perfect. Does it sound like an ACL or a meniscus or just by the sounds
well,
of it?
Well, it kind of sounds like meniscus. But yeah. So here's my thought. And remember, we always put forth the disclaimer that it's a radio show, and We're not examining you and all that sort of thing. But having said that, my experience with ACL injuries, and I've torn my ACLs, and I've probably done surgery on several thousand people with ACL injuries, is the traumatic event is something more than I just climbed up on a chair. It is a much more serious, much more violent injury.
It's an eventful thing.
It's an you will know, wow, this happened, and it's typically painful, okay? Even if it's for a couple of minutes, those first couple of minutes, you're grabbing your knee, you're thinking, oh, geez, I just did something. Now, in a lot of people, and I was one of those people, within 5-10 minutes, the pain subsided, and I thought, well, maybe it's not so bad. And the next day when I had someone look at it and they felt it, yep, my knee was loose, so it all kind of fit together. But the common denominator with an ACL is, yes, you get that squishing sound. Some people call it a pop, and it is painful, but it's usually a significant traumatic event. It's not I was getting out of bed and I tore my ACL. Now, we didn't feel it. But you said your doctor felt it, so he has an advantage that we don't have. Flipping the coin, meniscus injuries, when you get to be of a certain age, yeah, you can tear it climbing up on a stool. You can tear it squatting down to pet your dog. You can't. I've had a patient, you know, squat down to get a leaf out of their swimming pool and tear a meniscus. So that's kind of and those don't heal. So once you tear the meniscus, it does not heal. So as a result, all of those symptoms you've been talking about for the last few years make sense. I mean, this fits in my book, and I'm glad you're getting an MRI.
All right. I appreciate it, fellas.
All right. Hopefully that was helpful.
All right.
Yeah, first thing that came to mind was not ACL.
It was not ACL, me either. I mean, now, if he tells me he fell off the stool.
Right.
Or if he tells me that a heifer attacked him while he was on a stool.
Right.
Then maybe.
While he was on the stool. Look, on or off the stool, if the heifer's attacking, it's a problem.
They have heifers in Denton?
You know, yeah, of course they do.
Okay.
This is going to sound really ignorant, and I'm really glad we're going to go to a break. I would like to think that I can sidestep a heifer.
Really?
Yeah, they're not nimble. I mean, if one's coming right at me, I'm just moving left.
You just don't see them move quickly. Now, bulls, I've seen them move quickly, but not heifers.
I don't know, man. I think you're underestimating.
You can't outrun a cow.
Never underestimate
it. But you didn't say run. You like sidestepping like Barry Sanders or something. Like,
isn't that what bullfighters do? Is they just move left? I'm sorry. Ignorant. Let's go. We got break.
never underestimate a heifer.
I don't know.
Sidestepping bulls. I mean,
so now what are we going to talk about?
Yeah. Where do we go from here?
Was this in our pre-production meeting this morning?
Clearly.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We talked about beets.
Yep.
We talked about heifers. Oh, my God.
Cow clipping.
What do we got left?
Well, we got another 30 minutes left. We got to fill it with something.
Okay.
Well, this is Inside Sports Medicine coming right back.